You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 221, The Crane Wife, Part 3 by the Decemberists. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. A literate song from a hyper-literate group is the focus of this week's Lyrics Undercover. The Decemberists, a group not easily categorized, hail from Portland. Their first album on a major label was The Crane Wife, released in 2006. Today we look at the album's lead song, The Crane Wife Part 3, which grew from a Japanese folktale. The group is the brainchild of songwriter Colin Molloy. He's joined by Chris Funk, guitar and as needed other instruments, Jerry Conley, Hammond organ, accordion, melodica, piano, keyboards, and harmonica, Nate Query, bass guitar and string bass, and John Moen, drums, backing vocal, melodica, and guitar. The band's first recording was self-released 2001 EP Five Songs. It included a track entitled My Mother Was a Chinese Acrobat. Before The Crane Wife, the group saw success with Castaways and Cutouts from 2002, Her Majesty the Decemberists from 2003, and Picaresque from 2005. Picaresque made it to number 128 on the Billboard 200. The Crane Wife garnered broader attention, making it to number 35 on that chart. There is a fine, if obscure, tradition that uses folktales in music. Joan Baez, early in her career, recorded a number of child ballads collected by Francis James Child in the late 19th century. Among these is a song entitled The Silky, which tells of a woman's love for a creature who is man on land and a seal in the sea. While the Decemberists took to a Japanese story for inspiration, they create their own interpretation.
And under the boughs unbowed, all clothed in a snowy shroud, she had no heart so hardened, all under the boughs unbowed.
There are many variations of the tale. The most common version tells of a lonely man who finds an injured crane on his doorstep. He takes it in and nurses it back to health.
Each feather it fell from skin, till threadbare she grew.
He releases the now healthy crane, who transforms into a woman. She returns to his doorstep clothed in fine silks. He falls in love and they marry. The man is poor and his wife agrees to weave silk to sell. Her single condition is that her husband refrain from watching her work.
And I will hang my head low. And I will.
Her silks are works of rare beauty, selling well at the market. Success brings a comfortable life, but the husband wants more. Pushing his wife to an ever greater production, his greed blinds him to her failing health.
A gray sky, a bitter stain, a rain cloud, a crane on. All out beyond horizon, a gray sky, a bitter stain.
And he is unable to resist the temptation to discover how she creates cloth of such great beauty. Sneaking in to watch his wife work, he finds a crane at the loom plucking feathers from her body to weave into the silk. His curiosity is his undoing. The crane sees him watching and flies away forever.
I will hang
Japanese culture, the crane has long been a symbol of honor and loyalty. The Crane Wife is a story of fidelity betrayed. As the Decemberists experiment and evolve, their popularity grows. The Crane Wife was followed in 2009 by a sprawling rock opera, The Hazards of Love, which peaked on the charts at number 14. In 2011, The King is Dead debuted at number 1. This most recent work transitions away from the traditional English music and stories into a sound more influenced by country, blues, and folk, something decidedly more American. If anyone is appropriate to lead that transition, it would be somebody of Colin Malloy's knowledge and depth. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vidamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.